everybody. Welcome to another episode of Uncooked with your boy DB. That's me, Darren Brown, live and in the flesh. Yeah, so hey, if you're new to this channel, let me just tell you what this podcast is all about. Because everybody's like, oh, Darren, see you on a podcast. Oh, hey. Okay, look, this is what the podcast is about. Because everybody's like, hey, what's your podcast about? And it's like, hey, great job, dude. Or like, you know, hey, what's your podcast about? I'll tell you what it's about. This podcast, Uncooked, is about life and money and how they work together and how they go together, because money affects every aspect of your life, and your life can and will impact your money. So my reason for starting this is because I just want people to have a better understanding of how money works, how investments work, because I just wish, like, I had my dad. Like, my dad explained all this stuff to me, but like, what happens to like the guy or the people that like, they don't have anybody to explain this to them? And it's like, okay, Susie Orme is filthy rich. Grant Cardone, he's filthy rich. These are great guys, great motivational speakers, but I'm a middle class dude just like you. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to show you my private jet or my yacht. I'm a regular dude. So that's what my podcast is about. Money and life and how they work together. And it's pretty real. Like, I'm drinking water right now. This is not animated or nothing. Yeah, I just keep it real. Like, I'm not doing a whole bunch of edits. Like, I'll edit some stuff out, but for the most part, it is what it is. If it looks bad or sounds ratchet, you just got to deal with it. Sorry. But anyway, so this is the podcast is about money, life. Got it? Good. Let's get right into it then. Let's get right into our conversation. So today I was talking to my dad, and my dad's like, hey, son, you know, I got a good idea for your podcast. I'm like, okay, Dad, let's have it. You know, Dad, wise man. Appreciate what he says to me, you know. He says, you know, son. That's what he always says. He always says that sigh. The poor and middle class are exploited. You should do a podcast based on that. Based on how the middle class and poor are exploited in some ways that they can, you know, do better and get around some of those straps. And I'm like, Dad. Man, you know, 31 years. Probably giving me the best gift you've given me, you know, my whole life. You know, of course, I'm just joking. My dad's done tremendous for me. But I said, you know what, Dad? I'm going to do that. Because it's so true. It's so true. Like, poor middle class get exploited. And I've done a ton of research on this. I'm a middle class person myself. And I know the game. So I got no problem talking about it. First thing that comes to mind. Think about poor middle class people being ripped off or exploited. Bank fees. First thing I think about are bank fees and how a lot of people spend a lot of money on NSF fees and late fees and maintenance fees. In 2017, I read an article that said that the banks made $13 billion on fees. That's insane. And also, they take your income, like your expenses, your when you swipe your transactions, and they recategorize them, and like they move them around, so like you get charged a fee. So they'll have like the expensive stuff come out, and then wait on like the little stuff, and it gets you real close, and it hold one expensive thing, and then we get like down like $5, and they're like, okay, well, you just cleared the $50 thing, so now you owe us another $35, and a lot of people that struggle to make ends meet, $35 is not chump change, especially if it's $35 once, not twice, but three times, because you get charged an additional fee for every other transaction that comes out, that hits you, that clears your account, I should say. So that's one way that I feel that poor people get exploited, because we already trying to struggle to keep money in the account, and then here you come with some more fees. Stop it. And again, when I say poor, so this bond of a pop filter is not working today. I don't know if I got a little poppy in there. Anyway, when I say poor, I mean people that are at or below the poverty line in there. That's what I'm talking about. So don't take this, oh, Darren said poor, are you talking about people without money? No, but if you're broke, you're broke. And I'm trying to help you, goddammit. So if you watch the podcast and learn, don't come in here criticizing me. Anyway, back to what I was saying. That's what they do. They use those fees to they've made billions of dollars on those fees. And one thing I do is, I'll tell you a couple of things. Okay, that's the problem. Okay, Darren, you gave us the problem. Now what's the solution? My solution, I suggest, is that automatic auto pay, I don't do none of that, man. This is just my cold hard advice to you. I don't do any auto pay at all. I will pay my own bills, and I will mark it on the calendar, and I will pay my own bills. I don't do any auto pay under any circumstances, because you know what happens? Sometimes my auto pay guys, they like to kind of change the date, or it lands on a weekend or a Friday, and it's just too easy to get thrown in the negative when you're doing auto pay. For me, I never do the auto pay. If you like it, it works for you, go for it. For me, it don't work. It does not work for me. Sorry guys, you're gonna kill me. The auto pay doesn't work for me, so I stay away from that. Also, another thing to avoid some of those NSF fees. If you're like me, you have a bunch of little apps that you pay like $10 for here, $5 for here, and things like that. I put on the calendar when all those things come out, or you got to do something, because all those little things that might come out at a different time. And like, I don't even budget. I'll be honest with you. And I'm here, I'm a financial advisor. I don't even budget. Like, anything that's under $20 a month, I don't even budget for it. $10, Spotify, that's not going to make or break me. But it can be the difference between a NSF fee or not. So I know when it's coming out. I have money for it for like, I think that would fall under my like entertainment or something. But it's not like a bill, Spotify bill. No, it's like entertainment, $150 or $200 or whatever. Like, but be mindful of that, because that's another way that you can fall into some fees. So automatic payments and of all them little subscriptions, man, you just watch these things, guys. Or if you are going to do auto pay, make sure that you have that written down on a calendar somewhere. Another thing is like, okay, let's say you go and you're like, okay, I don't want to do the bank thing. I'll just go without it. I don't need no checking account. I'm good. Don't need no checking account. Okay, you're going to get a paper check. What do they have in low income areas? Check cashing places. Up to 12% interest. Come on. And then when you go to pay your rent, how you going to pay? You pay your rent in cash? Oh, you don't have a checking account. So you know what you got to pay with? A money order. Another fee. Now, money orders aren't really terribly expensive. However, if you think about it, it's all starting to add up. From the check cashing place to the money order now, or if you have a checking account, the NSF fees, and the NSF fees can get up there very quickly. Another thing I see a lot, and I've got like some bullet points written down here, because it's like, I don't want to be scripted, but I got to have at least some kind of something. In the low income areas too, payday loan store. People, that payday loan store, man, come on, stop it. 400% interest. Stop it, man. For the people that aren't good with math, let me help you out with this. 400% interest means this. I loan you $100. And we just talked about this in the last podcast about loaning money. So if it's an emergency, I loan it to you. But I loan you $400. And you know what you pay me back? You pay me back $400. But you know what? You just pay me back $30 a week for 2-3 years or whatever it is. I've just made that up. But that's how they get you. They give you these little bitty payments that you pay back for the rest of your life, which you are paying a crap ton of money. Big time trap. You are better off being broke and in the negative than doing a payday loan. Like, that is like stabbing yourself. Was it death by a thousand stabs or scars or wounds or whatever? That is, and it's a slippery slope. It may be a low payment up front or weekly. You're paying out the yin yang for the payday loan store. Another one, the car places. The car places, buy here, get here, sell here, whatever they're called. Those things are expensive. I read this thing that said this guy went to buy a car for $1,900. He put $1,000 down, right? $900 to finance. And they charge him like $82, $83 a week for 2 years. That's over $10,000. Another ripoff. But where do you find those places? In the low-income neighborhoods. Okay? Another thing, low-income neighborhoods, what do you find? The bulk stores, you have to have money to be at the bulk stores. You got to have some money to be at Sam's Club or Costco. A lot of people that can't afford that are paying more because they're buying small amounts of groceries often that cost you more. Even if you're going to a discount place like Aldi's or something, you save more money buying in bulk. But if you can't afford to buy in bulk, you're paying a higher price for the same groceries. See, another trap low-income people fall into. Now, let's say, I'm taking a little sip of water, guys. I'm not editing this out either. I'm not. I did that last podcast. I was editing for 10 years. I ain't doing it this time. You guys should have to see me drink some water, clear my throat. If that ruins your day or I get less views because of that, oh, the hell, well. Anyway, now where was I? Talked about cars. Talked about, what was I talking about? Groceries. I was talking about food. Man, you got to let me forget what I was about to say. Oh, I know what I was about to say. Okay. And this ain't even written down. So this is just real as it gets. It's just me. Let's say you're like me. Hey, look, I'm doing good. And I make a good living. Maybe I'm six figures combined, you know, with my spouse or partner. Maybe I'm six figures solo. Maybe you're doing your thing, right? Now, that would be me. I'm more in the middle class. I cannot honestly say I'm under the line of poverty because I'm not, or close to the line of poverty. So one of the things I was saying before, things that I've found and seen, noticed in some low-income areas, and I'm sure there are a lot more you guys could share in the comments below. Those are just a few things that I think are like everyday things that you might want to watch out for. But now let's say you're making a little money, okay? And I say a little money because big money is like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. That's big money. I ain't making big money. Make a little money. Do all right. This is what we fall into. See, we're at the point of income level here in the middle class where the tax game starts to become relevant. Very relevant. The tax game starts to become big. Because now, if you're not smart with your money, you're going to get taxed. If you are making $100,000 a year and you are single and you have no tax shelter, Uncle Sam is coming to see you. So, I encourage people that are middle class to take advantage of the tax advantage accounts. 401k, IRAs, things of this nature. These things are very, very important, especially in the long term of like your financial outlook. Also, another thing. We spend a lot of money on depreciating assets. So we spend a lot of money on Jordans and clothes and shoes and things that have no value, that are not appreciating, that are depreciating. Number one big thing that a lot of people buy that depreciates is a car, a brand new car. Dude, stop it. That brand new car is such a waste. Get that car a year or two old, man, at least. Like a brand new car, you are just shredding your money. I don't care what they tell you. Listen to the old pal DB. You get a brand new car is a bad deal. A brand new car is a bad deal. I don't care about the no interest for a year or two. I don't care about that. A brand new car is a bad deal. It's a bad deal. I've never bought a new car. I don't plan on doing it. That's another thing. Also, when people that are making money, like middle class, and the people that are above us, that upper class, that I would say, and I'm just guesstimating these numbers, like that 250 range, those you get into like your surgeons and, you know, things like that. That's more than your everyday average Joe. That 250,000, that's not your everyday average Joe. Most people are not making 200,000 a year. However, a lot of them have businesses. And again, it goes back to the tax game. When you're middle class, you gotta have a way to protect your money from those taxes, because the tax game will get you. And a lot of people that are in the higher income level, a lot of them have businesses. What do? They write off business expenses, they write off cars, they write off clothes, they write off kids. Kids are just a loose example, but they have businesses with their while, and they're coming up on the tax tip from having those businesses. So that's just something that, you know, you might want to take into consideration. How can I get better on the tax front with my income? Because I'm making the money, but we're inundated with, especially here in the middle class, because we have a large spending power. Everybody's in our pocket, though, man. Everybody's in our pocket. And all the entertainers, let me just not say all. A lot of top entertainers, man, what are they telling you to do? Hey, blow it, be cool, buy bottles. Or have something to impress other people. If you think about it, ask yourself this. Who's telling you to save your money? Who's telling you to save your money? Who's telling you not to spend. Everybody has a product or an idea or an investment, or everybody is pulling for a piece of your mind or a piece of your pocket. You heard it from me first, because I just came up with that. Everybody's pulling for a piece of your mind or a piece of your pocket. Everybody. I started this podcast. I'm giving this away for free. For free. Do I have a business? Absolutely. I got a business to run. Obviously, I got to make some money. But I'm giving the game away for free. You can watch this podcast and be set. Like, for real. So watch out for what you take in. And I suggest this to everybody in the middle class. Being around a lot of people that are really into status and things, in my personal opinion, I think from a psychological effect, that makes it harder for you socially, because those things affect you. If you're around a lot of people that are like, whoa, you got the latest bag or the latest this or that, that stuff, it rubs off on you, man. It rubs off on you. And in the middle class, when you have that buying power, you have to have some willpower with that buying power, or you'll be right down with everybody else and everything will be, oh, let me buy it. Think there's this book called The Millionaire Next Door, and it's a study of how people that have $1 million or more spend their money. An average millionaire in this book, and correct me if I'm wrong, spend like on average like $90 on a pair of shoes. Average millionaire, $1 million or more, $90. I see a lot of Jordans in the hood, a lot of $200, $300 pair of shoes. Just think about it. I started this channel because I'm trying to break down the economics behind all this BS. Like, it's an economic game. That's the game. The game is the economics. It's not race or religion or politics. It's all economics. That's the game. It's economics. So if you learn how all this crap works, you just might come out ahead. If you learn how these investments work, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here just to show you how it all works. I'm not telling you what to invest in. I'm not telling you, invest in this or buy Bitcoin. I'm not telling you all that. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you how Bitcoin works. I'll tell you how cryptocurrency works. I'll tell you how exchange traded funds work. I'll tell you how dividends work. I can show you how everything works. Then you can make your own decision. But knowledge is power. And if you don't know anything about money, you're going to get got every single time. It's what it happens. It's what happens here in America. I'm sure it happens in other countries, but I'm just speaking about where I live. I live in America. It happens here. So being poor and being middle class, we definitely do get taken advantage of a lot. So I just want to share some tips with you guys on how you can kind of combat some of that, especially if you're a young person, you don't know much about money, you're just getting started. Hopefully these tips help you out a little bit. So anyway, that concludes my podcast for tonight. It's getting late. I want to crash, go to bed. If you haven't liked and subscribed to the channel already, please subscribe. Check out next podcast we have going on. I try to do twice a week. It's getting a little much. I might go down to one time a week. We'll see. But like and subscribe to the channel, and I'll keep these conversations going. I'll keep it interesting. You can also follow the conversation on Facebook too. So I have a Facebook page. We look up Uncooked with Darren Brown. And everybody talks about the comments, talks about the videos, things like that. And it's kind of a fun place where you can kind of learn and encourage each other. Also have another group called Young Working Professionals. It's a business networking group. So if you have a small business and you're trying to connect with some young professionals that are also trying to do better with their finances, it's a great, great resource. So check out those two. Also check out the business. Get a link down in the description. And after that, that's about it. So we'll call it a wrap. Thanks again so much, guys, for joining and checking me out. Also, before I go, I want to say this last thing. Then I got to get in bed. I sincerely appreciate the support and love that have been shown. These videos have gotten thousands of views. I've had tons of people in my inbox, tons of people I see at work day to day that are like, hey, man, cool podcast. Keep it going. I really appreciate that, man. That really means a lot to me. It encourages me, inspires me. People I don't even know sharing the podcast, you know, liking my pictures, sending me little happy faces and waves. Like, I appreciate all that. I've gotten so much support from doing this podcast, and I'm really just doing this to try to help people out, help people understand money. I like I said, I have a business to run. I do. But my business is to help people increase and improve their quality of life. So hopefully it's all for, it all works out, and hopefully some people can benefit from it. But I just want to take a second to let people know that, let you guys know that I really do appreciate it. So Stay tuned for the next one, and we'll catch you later. Peace.